2014 has come to an end with Syria still in a state of war. Yet, last year was fruitful for the Syrian army. The Syrian troops expanded the areas under their control across the country. To the north of Damascus, the army fought al-Nusra Front in al-Qalamun, taking control of almost the entire region, including the main militant base, Yabrud, in March, and also secured the northern countryside of the capital. In eastern al-Ghouta around Damascus, the army pounded the militants' stronghold in Mleha in August and regained al-Dukhaniya. Adra al-Balad and al-Ummaliyya were also strategic towns purged of militants in September.
Army gains in 2014 initiated the countdown of the defeat of terrorism in Syria. The army's popularity increased also as a result. Since the beginning, militants and their supporters had planned for an aggressive armed movement to overthrow the Syrian state, but the Syrian army is proving to be able to foil this plot.
In central Syria, the army made a significant victory in Homs, forcing hundreds of militants to withdraw from the old city, securing over 90% of Homs. Army units also took control of Morik, a main militant-held town near Hama. The army made another strategic gain on the borders with Turkey, regaining control of Kasab in June. The Syrian army liberated the central prison of Aleppo in May and advanced north of the city towards Handarat, tightening the siege on militants and intercepting militants' supply lines with Turkey. The Syrian strategy has been based not only on fighting terrorism, but also establishing national reconciliation. 2014 ends with the Syrian flag still hoisted in the heart of the Syrian capital, signaling the ability of the Syrian state of facing an unprecedented proxy war on the country. 2015 starts as battles are ongoing on Syria's soil, but also it begins with efforts for reaching a political solution in a bid to save the country from another year of bloodshed. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.